Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO, also 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM. So we are all over the place. You can also go to KSRO.com, and you can listen to us via the web. And, you know, it's amazing how many people listen to us throughout the nation in the world. You know, I've been doing this now in my over 20th year, and I remember I had a Google Analytics look at the website and, you know, where our listeners were coming from. And Joe, it's amazing. You're going to have to start speaking Swedish. The other English. Yeah, I know. I was going to say, well, you're a sports guy. That kind of goes to the turf. Anyway, that's the voice of Joe Pasquini, who is my engineer here on the show and also a sports guy for many years. And he's really big with high school sports. And delighted to have in the studio as my guest this morning. And I posted it on our Facebook account, which is the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. You can go there and like us, if you will, please, and you get all the updates on what's going on with the show. George Adair is in studio, and George, if you probably go, George, doesn't he do a show on Wednesdays? Doesn't he get enough of radio, for God's sake? He's got to come on my show, but George and I have a good morning, George.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Yeah, you're welcome. George is a third-generation mortgage guy. He's been doing this for about 15 years. We did a transaction last year where he actually bought one of my listings. So
I did.
I appreciate that, George.
Yeah,
Thank you.
You know, I validated that you really know what you're talking about. You're
darn right. Yeah, how about that? And it was a beautiful property. Yeah, well, I'm going to do that. If you would shut up, Pasquini, so I could talk. Jeez, he just gets you right in there.
He says, Mike says, if you can't do your own loan, I don't know what you're doing.
Really, exactly. Yeah, and you did your own loan, which was good. And you bought a beautiful place, backs up to the regional park and in Windsor, and you're a big bike guy. He's a big mountain bike guy. If you ever saw George's ads, there was a, what do you call it? What is that called? A Peloton or a...
A Peloton?
When bike guys ride together.
Yeah, that's the Peloton, yeah.
Peloton.
Yeah, we have the Tour de California happening, and so they have a big Peloton, right?
Peloton, yeah. But you were riding through the... somewhere, and it looks like Annandale State Park.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he's a big mountain bike guy, but he bought a beautiful place to pursue that sport.
I did.
And we're delighted to have him here in the studio. He only does a half an hour, so he may break down here about, you know, who knows, 9:30 and be going, I have anything else to say, Mike, you know, so we'll get it out of him. But you can give us a call at 636-1350. Is the call in numbers. You all know that. You've been listening for many years here. And, you know, it was really interesting. I had a very interesting day yesterday. I had to go to a memorial service, and then I went to the wedding of my nephew, Nicky, over in Napa. And Warner Sampson, did you ever know Warner Sampson?
I didn't know.
Yeah, he was a really great guy. He was my first manager in 1978.
Oh, wow.
I was a brand new little agent.
That's when I was born, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, George. They always makes me date it. Not good to date the host, okay?
I think I dated myself.
Yeah, I think you dated you. No. You didn't date yourself, believe me. You dated me. But anyway, but Sam was a real sweetheart of a guy, and I didn't find out until almost after 3 years working for him that he was a Marine DI. Which is a drill instructor. They are the baddest.
Oh, yeah.
Meanest guys you've ever met in your life. Yeah. But he was the sweetest, nicest guy. And he passed away about 2 or 3 months ago. They just had the memorial service for him. So it was really great to see all the old realtors that I've worked with in the past.
Is and that old, like OLE or OLD?
No. Yeah, all of the above. There was just people that I started the business with. Doug Bray, Clint Wilson, Phil Rose was there. I mean, Glenn Pope, Bob Knapp, just a whole bunch of folks that I worked with over the years. So it was kind of interesting to see that. Then I went to my nephew's wedding over in Napa Valley. My brother Shannon's was voted the number one caterer in the Napa Valley. So we had it in this gorgeous, very private estate, kind of a restored property. And it's only open for very few parties. And so they let my brother go in there because he does a lot of business with these guys. But we had a fabulous party.
Yeah.
And the food, my brother Shannon is just, and his son Nikki is also a chef. His daughter Eliza is a chef. His daughter Haley is a chef. His wife's a chef. So George, I mean, it was just incredible food.
You gained a few pounds yesterday.
I gained a few pounds.
That's what you're saying, Mike.
Yeah, you know, big, beautiful wedding cake, all that good stuff. So it was really
amazing.
But it was an interesting day. We had that yin and the yang of life. You know, you have that memorial service, and you have these people going off into their life together, and you know, really got some great plans. And
yeah.
My nephew is the chef de cuisine of a new restaurant in San Francisco.
Huh?
He loves Italian. His name is Kelly, but he loves Italian. What are you going to do? Anyway, so George, tell us, and we have a few. Where's my clock? I don't have a clock here. How can I see?
Uh-oh. There's no clock.
Do I have to use my iPhone?
Why don't you use your iPhone?
Excuse me.
I've got 9:12, Mike.
I got 9:12, too, so we're synced up. But we used to have a clock. You do your show. Don't you have a clock?
I do. And you, sometimes you got to shake the mouse so the screen wakes up on you. But it's awake with no clock.
No clock.
No clock.
All right. So here, I see the clock right there. Okay, cool. Yeah. So tell us about you. Now, okay, so you do the show on Wednesday, the Ask the Expert. I guess we are all of the Ask the Expert folks.
Yeah.
But I do an hour show, and you do everybody else's like a half an hour show, I believe.
Yeah, I like to think we're the smartest guy in the room. Just ask us.
Yeah, you're darn right. So we'll tell you what we know. So you've been doing this for quite a while.
I've been 6 years on the radio and 15 years in the real estate and mortgage industry.
Okay, so you've probably seen a couple of market shifts.
I've seen some cycles.
Yeah.
You know, I heard about cycles. I experienced them because I'm a third generation. I grew up in a real estate household.
Right.
And you know, I started paying attention in the early 90s, and that was the first shift I saw.
Uh-huh.
And then the end of the 90s, we saw another one.
Right.
And then 2003, I was like, well, everyone's making all this money. I'm going to get in this business.
Oh, good timing.
Yeah, I did pretty well.
Yeah, 4 years, right?
Yep. Did real well. Had a good run at it. And then, boom. The Great Recession hits, right? But, you know, Mike, I never had to leave the business.
Uh-huh.
I think I did good business enough to keep people wanting to work with me. And I actually was part of a company called Bay Equity Home Loans.
Right.
And that's where I hang my shingle, as we say.
Now, is that a national or a state, regional? Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a nationwide company. We're the 20th largest lender in the country.
Uh-huh.
And we do about $5 billion a year.
$5 billion.
Home loans. Nice. And nice. I'm kind of proud. I'm proud. Not kind of. I am proud of my role at Bay Equity. I've been there for 9.5 years.
All right.
And I helped write the retail business plan.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Great. So I've been doing it for a long time. You know, I'm sure you can appreciate this. I get frustrated seeing all these people shift companies, right? They're always chasing that shiny penny.
Realtors are the same thing.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like, you know, you've been to Keller Williams how long now?
Oh, 11 years.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I tell people I'm unrecruitable. I'm unrecruitable because nobody can offer me something better than I already have because it's all about me.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
So Bay Equity has a great platform and technology with me. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that. But I really like what we do, and we're, you know, involved in the community.
Yeah. And you perform really well. We actually helped the gentleman here in KSRO get a home.
We did.
And
closed very fast.
You kept telling me, Mike, let's close. I said, it's only been a week.
Docs are in escrow.
Come on, let's stop it. Relax. We're going to get pest reports and all these other reports. And that's something about the industry that a lot of, you know, people are really pushing nowadays, and that's the quickness of you know, how to handle a real estate transaction. We were talking about how technology is playing such a really interesting part now in the whole process, and people think, well, we need 30 days. You don't need 30 days, folks. I mean, we did the transaction George and I did. If they're truly approved and your lender has done his job, there's no reason you can't close that sucker, you know, in a very short period of time.
Two weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks, if not even quicker than that. I mean, we've seen them close like in 10 days.
Yeah.
It just has to do with, you know, the nature of the qualification. So we're going to come back and have George explain that to us. He's going to give us an interest rate update, which they still are spectacular. Give us a call, if you will, at 636-1350. We'll take a break and come right back with George Adair of Bay Equity. I'm Mike Kelly. It's the Real Estate Hour.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry.
I'm Klay Thompson.
I'm Draymond Green.
I'm Kevin Durant.
I'm Andre Iguodala.
Hi, this is JaVale McGee.
I'm Zaza Pachulia, and you're listening to KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Sean Livingston, and this is the home of the Golden State Warriors play-by-play. FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando, and I'm here Sundays, noon to 3, on KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour in studio with George Dare. George is a longtime third-generation mortgage person, been working about 15 years here in the industry. Like a smart guy, he got into the market in 2003, which I know a lot of agents who did that and a lot of agents who left after 2007. But George stuck around, as did I. I think I've been through four cycles, and George has probably been in about two.
Two, I'd say.
Yeah, two. And so the just want to give you a heads up, listing coming back on the market. I had this property listed last year, and it was a rather problematic property. It's 1 acre. It's on the corner of Willowside and Piner Road, 1875 Willowside Road. It's a cute little 1924 bungalow with just under an acre of land. It has some major issues, so it may be, with the new septic regulations, it could be a problematic property to get a loan. And George will need to talk about that, because I think you were going to have somebody represented buying this property. So
I was. I wish you could get his financials together so we could get that offer in.
Yeah,
but that's,
yeah,
that's the thing. We don't do the pre-approval until it's done.
I know.
The financials
exactly.
Got to be in.
Yeah, and in this particular case, you know, the county is putting through, finally, the law was passed in the year 2000 to come up with a statewide septic system regulations. And I don't know why they need a big thing to do with the state, because we have so much different topography in you know, the state of California. However, they are going through with it. So it's going to be more onerous and you know, to basically do repairs on existing septic systems. The whole river area is an area that is designated to be very extremely problematic. You could see a lot of different things going on out there. So the problem we have, though, is that if it's in a wet weather perk area and you need a wet weather perk, you're going to have to wait till next year to close the deal. Or if you're in escrow, you better double check and make sure you're going to be able to do what you want to do with that land. A lot of people come in, right, George, and they say, okay, it's a two-bedroom house. We're going to add a, you know, third bedroom, a family room, all this kind of stuff. And the agent doesn't bother to, you know, check to see if they can even do that when it comes to the septic capabilities
of
the system. So you got to be very careful with that. So if you're in escrow right now buying a country property, just be a big heads up, especially if it has a septic system. Okay, so the property is going to be listed for $619, probably going to be on the market the end of next week. So if you want a major fixer and you have cash, give me a call. 322-8503. I have too many numbers in my life. 322 8503. So, George, tell us interest rate update. We're looking pretty good, huh?
We are, yeah. But, you know, Mike, can I jump back to that listing note real quick? 203K, remember, we've got the rehab purchase loan.
But, see, the only problem we have with that, if you have to do the repair, George, on the septic system, and they say, okay, well, you're going to have to do a perk.
All right? Wait a year.
He gets a wet weather perk. See, so you're going to have to wait until we get so much rain next year and it falls in a certain amount of period of time, and then you can do your perk.
Remember, that doesn't affect the seller, though. The buyer will own it.
Well, the buyer, but if the buyer's getting a rehab loan, you know, how are you going to close it when you have it doing, you don't have a functioning septic system?
So you close it with the 203K. You could have just a couple walls standing, actually, and you keep the footprint the same. So the way that that program works is essentially we do two appraisals. So we do the future value appraisal as if it was all dialed in and pretty.
Right.
And we do the current value. And as long as there's enough bids and contractors provide those and a consultant along the way, you can finance these deals. Hmm. And the seller's out of it. Okay. See you later.
All right.
Yeah.
As long as they can take the septic like it is.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the deal. Yeah. That's the deal.
That'll be in the contract.
It'll be part of the deal. But hey, you want an interest rate update.
I do.
They're still really, really good. But they're not as good as they were 4 years ago. Yeah, so, you know, the 30-year fix seems to be the – we call it the vanilla 30-year, right?
Right.
You've got the borrowers that want to have stability in their life. I deal with folks all the time that have an adjustable rate mortgage, and now they're starting to feel that the pain of the interest rates rising when they have an adjustable. It was really good for a while.
It was, wasn't it?
So we tend to quote the 30-year, Mike, because people like stability in their life.
Right.
You know what's interesting, though? That's a very regional trend.
Really?
Yeah. You go into other markets, ARMs are the way to go.
Well, other markets, the prices are a heck of a lot more.
That's true, too. Yeah. But no, but people are looking at this market. They're saying, oh, my gosh, you know, it's too expensive. Well, it's still half as much as it is to live in the peninsula.
Yeah. No, geez, it's probably – I mean, Marin County is right now is at $1.3 million.
Yeah,
San Francisco is like $1.455 million.
Right,
the peninsula is a planet.
It's another ridiculous universe. Another universe.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're looking at give me a rate.
Yeah, so I'd say we're looking at about 4.75% on your 30-year. It's going to cost you a point or so typically to get that. Well, there's a strategy there.
Right.
Does it make sense to pay for a lower interest rate versus a par interest rate?
Right.
And I think if you're in it
for... let's not use any buzzwords here. What does par mean? We're both golfers, so we probably know what par is. But
I haven't seen a par in years. par is basically your even rate. So essentially you have no cost, you have no rebate. Remember, rates are on a scale, and rates are used to mitigate risk to a lender. But they're also used to make a profit.
Right.
So a lender will allow a borrower to pay points, which is plural. And by the way, never pay anything more than a point on a mortgage. But we call it points as a plural, but really we're talking about fractions of a point. So you can buy down your interest rate and the yield would be some savings on a monthly basis. Or you can take a higher interest rate and get some yield back. Some money back from your lender to help offset your other closing costs.
So it kind of depends on what it is you're really looking for.
And how long you're going to have it.
And how long you're going to have it for, obviously.
That's right.
Because if you're going to be into a short-term property, if you're planning on being here for maybe, like most millennials, if you're on the job for more than 4 years, you're a failure. Mm. So you've got to keep cranking it. You got to keep moving around. So if you're in Sonoma County, you're saying, okay, I'm going to work for here. I'm going to be here 5 years. So what would you advise, 30-year or do it adjustable? I mean, that's it's a tough call, but you got to make sure that you're going to be gone in that 5 years because God knows what it'll be like in 5 years.
We don't know. That's right. It's if you understand the risk of taking an ARM, then, Mike, I have an ARM on my house.
Uh-huh.
Because I knew I was going to want to take some cash and do some remodel work, I knew I just wasn't going to keep the loan. So I did a 5-year fix and adjusts for the remaining 25 years. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the industry, and although I quote 30-year fixes all the time, when you start talking about jumbo loans, which is what I had to get to buy that house we talked about at the top of the hour, ARMs make sense. So when you look at the gap currently between a 30-year fix and an ARM, it's not that significant. I'm actually pushing people. I'm nudging them into fixed loans as much as I can because you might only save 0.5% or something on an ARM right now.
Yeah.
And that's just not worth it. That's two Fed moves.
Yeah, exactly.
Two Fed moves on the interest rates, and you're up to 0.5%.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, in the rates right now that George quoted, I mean, I spent 15 years of my career in double-digit interest rates. You know, and you've all heard on the show before. Yeah, Mike, we've heard you say that so many times before. But you guys got to, you know, understand that it can go berserk. Okay, believe me. I mean, when I got in the business, it was 9.75, went to 10%, which was usurious at the time. Mm-hmm. So we had to change the usury laws because we were charging over 10%. And then a year later, it was at 18.5. So, and then it was like dropped down. It was like 13, 14. I did a buy down one time that was, I think it was like 6 points to try to get 10.75%.
You remember Hard Money, the 2020?
Oh, my gosh.
20%, 20 points?
Yep. Yep, it's crazy.
Yeah. You wanted to talk about FHA and government loans too, right?
Well, yeah, because but let's just chat a bit about, because right now if you look at the way the properties are selling, it's overwhelmingly conventional. Now, when I say the word conventional, okay, then the balance is cash with about 5 or 7% being different stuff. But when I say conventional, what does that mean?
Sure. Excuse me. It's a broad category. I think it's an overplayed word. Conventional is essentially your standard home loan that an agency like Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac is going to purchase from a bank. Folks have to remember that the number one buyer of mortgage-backed securities is actually a government-sponsored entity. And people should be scared of that, by the way. That is not a good thing. So the too big to fail model essentially comes from that.
We've had that in the past.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So out of 2010, 2011, 90% of all mortgages were actually purchased by government sponsored entities.
Yep.
So conventional loans are Fannie Mae type products.
Right, they're called GSEs, or the government sponsored entities, Fannie and Freddie being the two biggest.
And yeah, we can get into the weeds on that a little too much. Like you said, we got to kind of talk surface level with folks, because you know there's a whole industry around this. But what's important for people to understand is it's good and bad. The government sponsored entities like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they define the rules for lending, and that makes a conventional loan.
Yep.
And they also have limits. In Sonoma County, it's $453,100 is a conforming loan.
Right.
And there's a temporary jumbo limit in Sonoma County of about $648,000.
Why is it temporary?
So the government started, Fannie Mae, the government sponsored entity, started offering jumbo, we call them high balance loans, because there was no other lenders buying mortgage paper. And in California, we were really, really handcuffed for a while there. And so they came up with a temporary high balance loan. So people don't realize that most jumbo loans today, while they're purchased by Fannie Mae, that is not the long-term strategy of Fannie Mae. It increases the exposure of this government-sponsored entity. So, you know, again, I don't want to get in the weeds too much, people need to understand that it's better to work with banks' direct portfolio products on your jumbo loans, because it decreases the exposure that taxpayers have for government-sponsored entity. Now, Mike, I want you to know, government's done very well. Fannie Mae made huge profits because of their lending practices.
Yeah.
And they saved the economy.
Yeah, yeah, not bad, not bad things. And remember, FHA was one of the first subprime loans, and people don't realize that you know, FHA is now a stalwart, and we're going to talk about government loans when we come back from the break. But FHA was the first subprime. I mean, you know, and we're going to chat also about why I don't think we're in a bust market, because people are really qualifying for loans nowadays, because we know what it was like back in 2003 where they, you know, if they fogged a mirror, they got a loan. So we're going to take a break, come back more with George Dare. George is with Bay Equity, and we're chatting about loans, obviously, and we'll come back and take your calls also. 636-1350, 636-1350, right back after these words.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
It's time to express pain and seek comfort in public 2 days after the high school shooting massacre in Santa Fe, Texas.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Public mourning is at this church service, and the first funeral starts in less than 2 hours. This as debate about what should be done continues. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says guns are not the issue.
Guns stop other criminals from committing crimes.
Fred Gutenberg's daughter was killed in the school shooting in Parkland, Florida.
Those are the most idiotic comments I've ever heard regarding gun safety.
Both on ABC's This Week. The New York Times and Washington Post are reporting that the FBI sent an informant to talk to several Trump campaign aides in 2016. The Times, citing unnamed sources, reports that these contacts were made only after the FBI had gathered information that the informant's targets had made suspicious contacts with Russians during the campaign. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Mostly sunny conditions to kick off the week. Today topping out at 75. A bit windy on the coast at 59. Clear skies tonight, low 49 inland and on the coast. Clear skies for Monday at 77, 63 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday sunny at 75, 62 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO. Delighted to have you here. You all know we're here every Sunday, 9 to 10 o'clock, live. I don't think we've done a tape show in a long time, have we? What's that? Did we really? Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was. I think I was out of it. Yeah.
That was the first
time. That was the first?
I've been here.
Okay. All right. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Really. Anyway, so we're delighted to have George Dare in studio. We're chatting up, obviously, loans, and we were talking about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and just what a conventional loan is. And there are certain underwriting guidelines that you have to write to for Fannie and Freddie. And a lot of those have to do, with the properties themselves. I mean, if you get some properties that are kind of sketchy, you look at it and say, that's Fannie and Freddie's not going to go for that. So let's chat about, we talked about that rehab loan. Okay, let's talk about some government stuff. Mm-hmm. VA, FHA.
Yeah.
I was telling you off air that I have a duplex now that is going FHA, which is, people, hear me talk about, loans that will most likely get you a property. Well, not every property sells, number one. We have things called expired listings, and every month we have properties that do not sell. I taught a class the other day, George, and I ran houses 90. What did I do? I think I did 30 to 90 days, then I did 90 to 180 days. And there were a bunch of properties languishing on the market. So, and a lot of people say, well, geez, I'm writing offers, I'm getting beat out. Well, maybe you're not writing the offers on the right property.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to buy the cute little flip that 45 people are writing offers on. So if you're out there and you're getting frustrated, or if you're just a smart, maybe savvy buyer, have your agent pull up properties 30 to 90 days, then 90 to 180 days, and go out and see what the deal is. If they may have something right up your alley for a rehab loan.
Yeah, Mike, it's a really good tip. Folks, That that new paint and carpet can be real expensive.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So look at that on that the aged listings, as we call them. But realize you have to match the financing, which is really the root of the question here. Right. Is you have to match the financing with the property. FHA and VA, they're going to be real sticklers on property condition, unless you get a rehab loan. They're going to be real sticklers. You know what the main difference is, Mike? In appraisal. So the appraisal is the eyes of the lender. Most people don't realize that the appraisal is not for the benefit of the borrower. Although the borrower pays it, that's because the lender sticks them with the bill. The appraisal is the eyes of the lender.
Right.
And it's an independent fee appraisal. And it's not designed for the buyer's benefit. It's designed for the lender's benefit. So on an FHA or VA loan, the main issue that folks are going to have is the appraiser is required to look under the house and look in the attic. They're also looking for exposed peeling paint for lead-based paint issues.
Right.
So health and safety hazards can really present a problem. And they're looking for critters a little bit more, like termites and mold and fungus and dry rot. That's your biggest issue. So when you want to go in and buy that home, like I've got fix and flip programs, which work really well. You don't actually have to flip it, but the design of the loan is to accept the condition of the property in its current state, and people can buy it with those special loans. So these are non-Fannie Mae loans. These right. are portfolio type products. So you've got to match your program to the property and to your down payment and your credit and everything else. And as I told you in the break, there's 30 different things that affect an interest rate. So my job as a mortgage lender is to match people's purchase terms and the property to the loan program that they qualify for.
Yeah, and the realtor needs to talk to the lender and tell them what you're looking at.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't want to just say George qualifies your client, and then you drop this property in his lap, and he goes, "What's this?
Oops!"
You know, it's got a cesspool. It's got a slope that's not going to work. It's got all sorts. It's post and pier. I mean, all sorts of. It's got incredible bugs. It's got dry rot. And you're going, "Okay, yeah, we get a loan, George."
The answer is maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, it's always maybe. But that's where working with the lender, is really important to know, and maybe even drag them out to the property and say, "So, what do you think?" I mean, seriously, because sometimes we had a property in Windsor. I tell the story where it had a barn and a duplex, and I was really worried about the floors, George, because you could walk across the floors. It was like a trampoline, right? So we were going, oh, God.
You pull your marble out to see which way it rolls?
Yeah, exactly. The guy's going to walk in, immediately walk across the floor. He's going to go, new floor. So he goes into both units, and he comes out, and he goes, nice looking units. I mean, we'd repainted, scraped, all sorts of crap off it, repaired dry rot, so it would pass. And he goes, but you got to tear that barn down.
Yeah.
What? And he goes, yeah, tear that barn down. It's a health hazard. But that was an FHA loan.
Yeah, so, that's the issue.
They really look for it. Yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned this duplex FHA. It's real important for people to understand that FHA is designed for folks that want to get in. It's not a first-time homebuyer program.
Right.
Although many people that take advantage of it are first-time homebuyers. It's owner-occupied, but
with the regular loan, I could do that with an FHA. So it's like 1 to 4 units is like the protected class, so to speak, in the state of California. And also when it comes to loans, when you stay within that 1 to 4, you get the preferential, I would say, probably interest rate. If you get over four units, then what happens?
You're considered a multifamily, which brings in the status of commercial lending.
Right.
So multifamily is a whole different category, much higher credit score requirements, much larger down payment requirements. In Sonoma County, there's not a lot of multifamily housing. If you were to go on to greathomes.org or go to Mike Kelly's website and search the MLS, you're going to find, I'd be surprised if you found 5 multifamily properties for sale in this entire county. But the single family 1 to 4 is covered by RESPA. And under the Truth in Lending Act, there's certain protections and provisions to the homeowners. And when you're in an owner-occupied status, and you can use the FHA loan so that you buy your unit and you could rent out the other ones.
Yeah.
And when you rent them out, you might actually, today's rents, I know there's a lot of commotion out there about the rental market, but with today's rents where they are, you could have somebody else paying your mortgage for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you only put 3.5% down.
Yeah.
And by the way, Mike, on the 1 to 4 units, every unit you add on between 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 mm-hmm. increases the conforming loan limit.
Ah.
It's practically over $1 million.
Yeah, yeah. See, people don't realize that's available to them to buy, but it's 1 to 4 units.
Okay? Government insured home lending.
Yeah, yeah. And it's there for you, folks. You just have to talk to the right lender and say, okay, what are your goals here? What are you trying to do? Have you thought about doing this perhaps or that? You
know? Yeah, not enough people have that conversation. They try to go the do-it-yourself lending route.
Yeah.
We've talked about that on my show when I had you on as a guest. And, you know, the do-it-yourself real estate services, do-it-yourself lending is just, it's a scary world to be at. So we want to have that consultation.
Well, yeah, and we're seeing that with, you know, a lot of online lenders. You know, I like to have a guy where I can go sit on his desk if he's not performing.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to go knock on George's door and say, George, where are you? Come on, get out the money on your desk, you know.
Right, and I don't golf, you know? So you're going to find me.
Yeah. But you'd be on a mountain bike something.
Yeah, so I might be on a mountain
bike. Yeah.
Okay. Someone will text me a question. Can I read the question?
You sure can.
They wanted to know, Randy, a friend of mine, wanted to know where rates are headed. And so I had to dust off my crystal ball, and the answer is I don't know. Okay. But what I do know is that they're still really low. And as the Fed increases rates,
right.
I think it's important that people understand that they do it in 0.25% increments, and it has nothing to do with mortgage rates. It only has to do with home equity line of credit cards, and auto loans.
Right, right.
So rates are going to do what they do.
Yeah.
And you can't control the market. You can only control a couple factors, which is your down payment,
right,
whether you're going to live in it or not, right, and what your FICO score is.
You got it.
Those are your things that you can control on rate.
Yeah, yeah. And the, you know, the whole thing about interest rates, you're either going to go up, go down, or remain the same. That's my dire prediction for the future. And, you know, the thing about it, at the rates they are today, I mean, I remember when I refinanced at 5.25%, I forget how many years ago, I thought I got the best deal in town. And then they got down as low as what, 3?
They got down to the low threes.
Low threes.
Best rate I ever did for somebody was 3.125 on a 30-year loan.
Yeah, and the only issue we have with that is that they're not going to sell their house. They got 3.25%. See, that's the flip side of low interest rates, George. Okay,
yes.
Is that we have people now or that are sitting there going, okay, and say you should maybe move up. Well, what's the rate today, Mike? I go, well, it's 4.75%. Well, I'm gonna have to leave my beautiful little 3.25% and go that higher, and that's today. I mean, what's going to happen 6 or 7 years down the road? Who knows?
Yeah.
But those people are really going to think hard and long. And the latest NAR numbers are that most people sell homes every 10 years.
Mm. Wow.
It used to be 5 or 6 years.
I was
going to
say that went up.
Yeah. Now it's 10 years.
Wow.
So, you know, the whole thing is that people are sticking around and staying put for a lot longer than they were before, which Home Depot loves, by the way.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Friedman Brothers and all the, you know, local folks, Mead Clark, because they're out refinancing. Let's talk about refinancing. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, you know, people are tapping equity to take care of deferred maintenance. You know, when you're in a recession, you're counting your pennies. You don't start, you know, putting on a new roof, and you don't put up that new fence that you probably need, and you know, you don't build that deck or repair your bathroom the way it should. So when the recession was over, people started getting equity, and now they're refinancing. I've half my loans are refinances. I didn't expect it. You know, my 2018 business plan, so to speak, as a loan officer, did not include half my business being refinances.
Yeah,
just didn't see it coming. And so people are refinancing because it's so much smarter to take equity at your house than it is to go put it on a Home Depot card.
Sure.
People do not, please do not go get a Home Depot card. It is the dumbest credit card to go open. You're going to pay 20 some odd percent. You're going to forget that you had a small balance after 12 months interest free, and they're going to tack on the entire capitalized interest for 12 months. So use the home's equity. Let's look at what interest rates can do for you. And then you get the tax deductibility of getting a cash out refinance. It's silly. Mike, I tell people this all the time. $20,000 in credit card debt could easily cost somebody $500 to $600 a month, and they're just treading water with that
and
bill.
It's the worst thing you could do to your FICO score.
It's the worst thing you could do is max out a credit card or get a department store card or Home Depot card. But when you put it into mortgage debt, that same $20,000, it's about $100 a month.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and we're seeing a whole lot of people refinancing to, you know, stay in place. Okay, that's why that whole 10-year when they go to sell thing is being there, especially baby boomers, who I am one of them. And, you know, we're not really moving as we used to. I mean, you had the largest consumer generation ever, George, and they decided that they're all now at a certain age where they're not buying property anymore. So, you've taken that huge market, you know, most of it out of play. So that's why you're seeing every 10 years when people sell. So yes, it makes it a lot more, you know, as far as the properties that are being put on the market, a lot less. Our inventory, even though we're starting to surge a little bit because we're coming into the spring right now, we have about 727 active showable listings on the market. And out of that, 38% are over $1 million.
That's amazing to me. You know, but home prices are still, as we talked about, considerably cheaper here than they are anywhere else. So
yeah.
So we have a sustainable market, right, Mike?
Yeah.
I mean, what's going to happen? What's the bubble in your? What are your peers saying? Well, you host a marketing meeting every Tuesday in Santa Rosa.
Right.
What are your peers saying?
Yeah. Well, I think we're all just trying to figure out, you know, where these prices are going. I mean, you got to look at what's driving them, okay? And that's the important thing, because you know as well as I, George, I mean, let's look at what they were like in 2003, 2007. You had rapid speculation, homes being built like crazy, especially in Arizona and those other areas in Florida, people buying for spec, a lot of speculation. They were getting loans they couldn't afford. People didn't even know what loans were. They didn't know what an amortization schedule was. Okay, they were fogging mirrors. The default rates went through the roof.
They didn't have an amortization schedule. They were an interest-only loan.
Really, yeah, exactly. Yeah, pick a payment plan, right? The old famous Countrywide.
Yeah.
So we had all these entities, and the market was basically based on speculation. Mm. We're not seeing here. The people that you're dealing with now are qualifying.
50% max debt ratio for a conventional loan. A lot of lenders, especially the regional banks, are going under 43 and 45.
Right.
FHA allows us to go to 57. But I tell people when they say, what's happening with the bubble? What bubble? There's not a bubble. If you take out this big, huge decrease that happened in the trend line between 2003 all the way to today, it's actually a very healthy growth. Now, I think upper-end homes could experience more volatility. But the median home price is stable as can be. We're going to get into nominal growth of 3-5%. We're already going to see that in the next 12 months. People are not going to walk away from their houses because they got skin in the game, Mike.
They
never had skin in the game before.
Yep.
And they qualify for their mortgages based on current income. And guess what happens every year, folks? You start making more money. So as time goes on, risk is mitigated because you may have made $50,000 and qualified. No one qualifies for 50 grand. Let's face it. But 100 grand. You made 100 grand. And next year you make 110 grand. And the year after you make 120 grand, but your mortgage didn't change.
Well, we're going to come back and ask George, how much money does it take to qualify for the medium home price of $685,000 here in Sonoma County? So I'm sure he'll just put that in his head, come out with a number for us, and we're going to put him on the spot. A little happy. He's already starting to tap dance, folks. It's amazing to see what he's doing. So we'll take a break, come back. More with George Adair. I'm Mike Kelly. This is the Real Estate Hour. You're listening to KSRO right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Congressman Mike Thompson.
I think he should have probably learned a little from President Bush and not gone with the mission accomplished nonsense.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you 3 easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Traffic on the fives and weather six times an hour. Mornings on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. Thank you guys for listening. You've been listening for a long time here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, KSRO, and we're glad to have you here. We have one of our many Ask the Experts, George Adair, in studio, and George is a veteran of the Sonoma County mortgage industry, a third generation, and we're chatting about What's the price? What's the loan amount you got to look at? What do you got to have kind of money in your pocket to qualify for the medium home price of $685?
Well, there's a number of programs to choose from, Mike. There's the FHA loan, which we've talked about a little bit, 3.5% down. So on $685, carry the two. You're talking about $20,000, let's say. Right. But people got to remember the closing costs.
Right.
I tell people it depends on the month and the day, and even the day in the month that you closed. Determine the closing costs because there's the prorated taxes and insurance and interest. So, you know, it could be anywhere from $12,000 to $15,000 in closing costs depending on whether you close on the 5th of the month or the 30th of the month. So you're going to need $20,000 down on your FHA loan and you're going to be capped at $648,000. So if you buy a median home at $685, you're actually going to need more than 3.5% down for that program because you're going to be maxed out at $648,000. So your mortgage calculators don't tell you that, Mike.
Yeah.
People go, I went on a mortgage calculator, and besides having five people call me, because when you go to LendingTree.com, you're going to have five people call you, because when lenders compete, you win, right? So the mortgage calculator will not tell you what the thresholds are that you have to stay under.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big factor.
Right.
But we've got the VA loan.
Right.
Hugely popular. Huge. I just qualified somebody.
What, up to $2 million for a qualified?
There's rate? Actually no limit.
Really?
No. Wow. Now, limits are imposed by the lenders themselves, but here's the cool thing about VA. So it's not 100% financing to no limit, but it is 100% financing to the county limits of 648.
Right.
So let's say you buy a house for 748. VA says you have to come in with 25% of that difference between the 748 and the 648.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to have $25,000 down plus your closing costs in that scenario.
That's still incredible.
But check this out. VA is the best performing loan in the history of mortgages. There's no loan that performs better than a VA loan. Because military, our veterans, maybe they're just raised in a different school. They don't not pay their mortgage. They don't default. You were talking about the drill instructor, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that drill instructor instilled some certain values in our military personnel. But the VA loan is fantastic for that. And then there's the conventional limits of typically it's 3-5% down, depending on the loan amount and depending on if you're a first-time home buyer or not. There is a home-ready program where it's got some geographic requirements and also some income requirements, but you can get away with 3% down.
Yeah, yeah. So income level to qualify for that?
Yeah, so FHA will let you go up to 57%. VA actually has a very unique way of calculating income. So 57% debt ratio is what I'm talking about. So if your payment, let's talk about payment. So if you're going to have a mortgage based on, I'm going to round up to $650,000.
Right.
You can basically use a factor of $700 a month for every $100,000 you borrow.
Okay.
So your $650,000 mortgage with taxes and insurance and mortgage insurance is probably going to be about $5,000 a month, give or take.
Okay.
And you know, you can test that. I do it with people all the time. But $700 for every $100,000, cheap money. That's cheap. Because people will tell me, hey, what if I put down another $10,000? Well, I'd recommend you keep that in the bank.
Yeah.
Because you're only going to save $70 with that money.
Yeah, and it's real cheap money too.
Cheap money.
Yeah. So basically, then we're looking at probably an income somewhere on the order of what, close to?
I didn't finish answering the question. So on a $5,000 a month, you need to have income of at least $10,000 before taxes.
Yeah, yeah. So about $120,000 a year.
Yep.
And
combined household.
Yeah, combined household.
Husband and wife, if there's two.
Two folks working, $60,000 is kind of like, you know, almost. it's not the poverty level. What is? I think the poverty level starts like it now in Sonoma County, like at 52 or something like that. It's kind of crazy.
It is crazy.
That sounds crazy.
It does.
But you know, two folks making $60,000 is fairly a commonplace occurrence, especially in this economy where we have, I think our unemployment is 3%. So we're technically at full employment.
We are. We're at full employment here.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just amazing. And I was at that. Did you go to that strategic Sonoma County launch they had?
I didn't make that one. No,
yeah,
I wanted
to. It's really tough to get these tickets, too. I mean, if you ever get a chance to go there, you need to register the day they come out because they get sold out really
That was when Dr. Eiler talked to him?
No. That was a guy through Moody's. And he said, we got about 2 years. I said, well, we also have 2 years of what? What's going to happen at the end of two years?
Right.
Armageddon. And he goes, no, but something's going to happen in 2 years. So, you know, typical economist.
Sure. It's a social science. You know, economics is actually a social science.
Well, Chris Thornburg, I kind of watch Chris. He's with Beacon Economics, and he's the guy that called the market here in Sonoma County. Huh? I went to, I think it was 2006, and he's made the bold prediction that you're probably going to lose 40 to 50% of your value. And we're in the audience, all my realtor buddies, we're all going, what is this guy smoking?
You know, typical,
right?
Well, he was drinking from a different Kool-Aid jar.
Well, yeah, and we should have been drinking from it too because we actually went down almost 60%. So, but Chris Thornburg, if you're going to follow somebody, follow Chris.
Oh, look him up, yeah.
Yeah, and he comes up here every year now with the people from the Economic Development Board. Ben Stone loves him. He comes up here, he buys a ton of wine, and he leaves. So, anyway.
Sounds like my wife.
So let's see how much time. Oh, we got plenty of time. Okay.
So
let's kind of wrap it up.
Yeah.
All right. So we're kind of predicting that, rates may go up a little bit, but they're not going to go any significant number one. Okay. Number two, you need to get yourself really pre-approved and get a strategy in sitting down with maybe your realtor and your lender and say, okay, what are we going to do here?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, because this is the team you got to have to make it work.
I tell people X's and O's. Let's map out your game plan.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're going to be buying a certain type of property, then George has got the product for you. I mean, there was a time where, you know, the reaction to the craziness of the 2007 market where we had nothing. Now we're starting to see more and more interesting products coming out onto the online here, which is kind of good, I think.
Yeah.
But you're still going to have to qualify for it. There's no low docs. At least I'm not aware of it. All right. I heard a guy saying, what about the upcoming subprime crisis? And I go, we haven't had subprime money in this county for years.
Even subprime loans today, Mike, you qualify with bank statements or 1099s.
Yeah.
You're still going to qualify for income. And that's going to create a great hedge for the entire market.
Yeah, definitely. So we think in the real estate market is what it is, guys, okay? I mean, our medium home price went up 11% over last year. It's now right around 685.
And that wasn't expected, right, Mike?
Well,
I mean, that was a shocker.
Yeah, we thought it'd be more like 6 or 7%, but that's because the constrained inventory.
Yeah.
So when you're only making 365 sales and you only have 600 or 700 houses to sell, yeah, right, your medium's going to be altered. So we're going to go ahead and get out of here. But, George, thanks a lot. People could hear you again on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I'm on the show KSRO Wednesdays at noon. And, of course, you can find my information at ksro.com.
Yep.
I also have a website if anybody wants to go. It's bayequityhomeloans.com. And I really appreciate being on the show with you, Mike.
Great.
It's always fun.
Always fun. And we definitely will do it again. And a lot of great information for our clients. If you want to get a hold of me after the show, give me a call at 322-8503. 322-8503. This has been the Real Estate Hour. We'll see you next Sunday.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation.